The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I'm at home, self-isolating while these guys are social distancing in the studio.
It's a really crazy scene in here right now. We have Dave on like FaceTime.
Yeah, just so we can actually see each other because, you know, it's part of what we do. It's nice to see each other and make each other laugh as we go through all this. But, so we're doing our best. And as you heard, it was a cluster F at the beginning of the day, as expected. That was my hashtag when I did that. I said cluster F because I knew it would happen, and it did.
Yeah. It did.
But anyway, we're on the air now, and hopefully Chuck's taking pictures of me here.
Gotta document this whole thing.
I can't wait for the picture gets posted today. Got Dave on camera?
Yeah. That'll be weird. Everything's weird. All right. But anyway, we're here and we're going to try and do, you know, what we do in the midst of all this. We're still going to talk about the corona crap from time to time, but we'll also try and find stuff that's funny. That's the more we go through this, the more I realize all the crazies, some of them are still out there now. But if we go into a countrywide lockdown, what the hell are we going to talk? No one's going to be pooping anywhere. No one's going to be jerking off anywhere.
I don't know what we'll do.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like there'll be plenty of stories of people getting stuff shoved inside their butts that they need to get rescued.
That's where the pot at the end of the rain.
They're bored. You know, that's when you decide, what can I fit into my butt?
You know what? You might be onto something, James.
You could be. Well,
let me try this.
A lot of alone time.
Do you think people are being more sexually adventurous these days? Because partially they've got time, but also others are like, well, just getting boring now. We're just definitely.
Well, I sure like to be getting weird, but I'm
not. Oh, yeah, huh? Put a real dent on that kind of stuff.
I was going to roll out vacation, like be like, I'm going to get me a lady. And now, nope. None of that.
No.
But yeah, the people that are stuck at home that have people around, I think it's amped up.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, but did you see the CDC issued no eating butts?
They did? No, they didn't.
I swear to God.
No.
Honestly.
I didn't see that. I went on the CDC website. I didn't see that. I think that's fake, Dave.
No.
Tell the CDC to stay out of my bedroom. I'm eating a butt if I want to eat a butt.
That's it. James has drawn a line in the sand.
Put my N95 mask on and eat that butt.
Makes it harder.
Honest to goodness, where was it in New York?
There's no butt eating in New York either.
They've outlawed RJs.
My God. Well, are we serious about this or what?
It was a New York City. It was a New York City health memo.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. It basically said what's safe and what's not safe these days. And backdoor dining, they ruled that out because it can be spread through feces.
Oh, geez.
They actually wrote that.
There's my hand. Hand to the heavens.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what you saw. See, that seems strange that they would write that.
He might have saw like some oil shop's memo to their employees.
Hey, guys, don't go eating asses, okay? Listen, you know that.
Eating asses.
The virus is in the poops, so you know how I like to eat the asses.
Mm,
you do. You're quite the outlaw.
You're telling me I'm not allowed to see this?
I'm not allowed to do this? I'm telling you that. Exactly. You can't get down there anymore.
Boy. What am I going to do this weekend?
It's going to kill you.
And they also said no orgies.
Oh, no.
This memo is wild.
This is
the wildest memo sent to any company.
This was the New York City Health Department posted recommendations over the weekend on how folks can have sex while keeping the risk of catching COVID-19 low. For starters, they say sex with another person probably isn't a good idea right now, so they suggest pleasuring yourself. Mm-hmm. But they know people are going to actually have sex with someone else, so their recommendations, it must be, if you must do it, try not to screw anyone outside the household.
Right.
Okay. Right?
Right.
So keep it in the house.
Right.
They also say limit the number of partners you're hooking up with, so no orgies. The most graphic suggestion comes in the form of RJs. Anus, too, you know.
Yeah, we know how they work.
They say don't eat back doors right now. It's not safe.
Dave.
And if you are going to have someone perform on you, use a condom or dental dam to reduce saliva swapping.
Oh, there you go, James.
But if your partner's not feeling well,
some cellophane down there,
some plastic wrap. It's about the best I got.
Yeah,
it's the corona apocalypse.
If your partner's not feeling well, skip the sex. That's what they say. That was well, from yeah, the yeah. health department. Yeah.
You can't bang anybody who's not feeling good. Do you think though that there were people that are just like they're just jonesing out there?
For sex.
Because they were used to like the Tinder game,
yeah.
Where you're hooking up with people,
or some people don't care.
If you're an orgy goer and they take away orgies, I assume that's a pretty big time commitment of yours. That's a lot of your time.
Like if I was into orgies, there's a lot of stuff in my planner.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, listen, I'm passionate about orgies.
Right.
I'm always seeking out orgies. I'm always in orgies.
Right.
So like, this is like 80% of my time. What am I going to do?
Yeah. Like, hey man, can you come over this weekend? We're hanging out.
I can't, dude. I thought we were going to do an orgy, but no.
Oh, that's right. All those orgies.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are an orgy person, sorry about your luck. I mean, you're not going to find orgy people right now.
No.
Once again, you're not.
No, you shouldn't.
And if you're thinking of doing it, stop it.
You have to find another hobby.
Yeah.
I guess hobbies as good as orgies.
You could have a group orgy online. You could just all pleasure yourselves together.
Mm. Yeah, that's what a lot of people. That's a lot of people are getting together.
Jerk. Yeah.
digital circle jerk. Or circle diddle.
A virtual orgy.
I can see it now.
People are doing
Dave and Chuck's circle jerk. Can I be the host?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Hosted by James Campbell. Which one of these lucky contestants will eat the cracker?
Oh, God. There we go.
It's a digital cracker, guys. Come on. It's not a real one.
You're right.
Even digital.
Yeah, it's wild.
This woman texted saying, being stuck at home was a great idea until my husband thought this was supposed to turn into an F-fest.
Oh, yeah. Well, yep, what are ladies?
Ladies
do?
Are taking it for the team on this one. Cheers to the ladies.
There's nowhere to run or hide.
No, there isn't.
We can't go anywhere.
No.
I wonder how many ladies woke up to that like purge alarm and their dude's boner in their face.
Oh, no. I also think there's a lot of dudes.
What's that? Someone texted in that said it's the Rimpocalypse.
It is.
No.
Oh, damn. Sorry, what were you saying, Chuck?
No, I was going to say, I think that a lot of guys and girls, they go to work, you know, and the morning wood situation doesn't come into any play.
Right.
Like, it's like, oh, I'd love to do something, but I got to get in the shower. I've got to go to work. And so ladies are getting hit.
They're on the front lines.
They are on the front lines.
The
early morning time, they got to figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
You have to hide in the house somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
It's dangerous out there.
An attic or something. Maybe you could crawl into.
Right.
There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run.
Yeah.
You can't go hide in the shower because then the guy just.
Ladies,
you imagine how many guys are outside of girls' showers?
just waiting.
Just silhouette.
You see the silhouette. Just
as nude as can be.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, I heard the shower running.
Good morning. You know they canceled orgies.
Yeah, that's right. The ladies will be self-isolating from boners.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a couple things. Girls always have it tougher.
Yeah.
That's a business idea in these trying times is a boner protective pods for ladies.
They just seal themselves up in it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they go in it.
The boner isolation unit.
Yeah, the boner isolation unit.
BIU.
The boner bunker.
Yeah. Oh, they climb in it and then they're good. They're safe.
Get away.
Just boners are bouncing off of it.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, so we're going to get to... A check of the news here.
Oh, okay.
We can do that. And we're going to business time, Chuck. Got to get to the business.
Yeah, let's hope.
Coming up here, bitches tripping. What strange thing did a stripper get up to when she was busted for drunk driving? But we'll start with this.
Oh.
What did a 450-pound man hide in his fat rolls. And out.
Yeah. Right. Right now. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Now, it's time to play What's
in her Stomach Bag?
Oh, yeah. That was real loud.
But there's a habit here.
What's in my stomach fat? What's in my stomach fat?
Could be anything.
Andy's out on this one.
Oh, yeah. Andy's out.
I am.
Andy's
out.
A Central Florida man who weighs about 450 pounds faces multiple charges after sheriff's deputies say he hid some things under his stomach fat.
Toilet paper roll.
Twinkies.
Hold your horses.
Okay.
Volusia County Sheriff's deputy stopped a vehicle after noticing the passenger wasn't wearing a seatbelt. A sheriff's deputy noticed the passenger also was quite large. And that's when 42-year-old Christopher Mitchell told the cop, "I'm too big for a seatbelt, man."
Yeah, probably right.
The deputy says he requested a drug-detecting dog because the guy appeared nervous.
AK-47.
I've seen it, too.
But when they inspected him, they found two different things on his person.
Chocolate cake.
It can't be meth or cocaine.
It's not the most ideal choice for a bigger man.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a dangerous choice for someone pushing four bills. Marijuana. Marijuana, a bag of it.
Ding, 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 ding,
okay.
Ding.
Okay. All right. Okay.
23 grams of marijuana.
Okay. Yeah.
Under some rolls.
Uh-huh.
23 grams. So you got one, Charlie.
Is he going to go ahead and have the whole pipe in there as well? Is he going to have a bong in there?
No pipe, no bong.
Another drug?
What about a grinder? That's a lot of weed to grind up.
It is.
Not a grinder.
A scale.
No scale.
Another drug, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. Why don't we go with the tried and true?
What?
A little bit of the old oxycodone or whatever.
Opaloids?
No opaloids. Whatever. No opaloids.
You guys, I'll say you tossed it around earlier. You just didn't say
cookie crumbs.
Cookie crumbs.
Twinkies.
It was
Twinkies?
Something you thought he wouldn't have.
Oh, meth or cocaine.
Oh, Matt. Cocaine.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, he had the cocaine.
Man,
I know he doesn't look like a guy who had the cocaine on him.
I know
you guys can't see. I just tweeted out this guy's picture so you can check it out for yourself. But I'm going to try and hold this up to the camera.
Okay, just hold it up. Yeah,
you guys can
see. Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
Yep.
He is a large, large black man.
Yeah.
He could hide a lot of stuff. Just in his neck.
Yeah.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see what this guy looks like. But basically, like Black Jabba the Hutt.
That's what it looks like from here.
That's the best way to describe him.
Each time that man does a line of cocaine, it's super risky.
Oh my God. Super risky.
Just a tiny bit. Yeah, he's just got a little bumps.
Little tiny bit.
All right, in other news this morning, Florida ex-con swindled $3,000 from a woman he met on a dating app and then coaxed her into sending nude snaps of herself in order to be repaid. This guy, Michael McDougal, a 35-year-old guy, posed as a man named Michael Reynolds on Plenty of Fish while getting acquainted with this victim who lives in Orlando. They moved the conversation to Facebook, where he said he needed to borrow $1,000 after losing his bank card. Over the course of several days, though, he needed more money, so it totaled about $3,000 before it was all said and done. He promised to pay her back, but notifications she received from PayPal were bogus. And he later messaged her using his real name in an attempt to clear up any confusion, he says, about his alter ego. He even bragged that he could cover her losses out of sheer generosity, but then offered to pay $5,000 if she sent nude photos to him.
Oh, geez.
She agreed. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And then he asked for even more cash, threatening to report to police that she sent nudes to an underage person because he gave her his 16-year-old cousin's number to text them to.
Oh, my God.
The woman finally went to the cops. This guy was convicted of fraud, turns out, a couple of years ago. He said she was lying at first, but then failed to show proof of his claims. And then they realized, no, this guy, he's a total douchebag. Now they're asking other women to come forward because they believe that this is his thing. He'd find, like, desperate women online, target them, and take them for a lot of money.
So he didn't really care about this girl's nudes at all. He was just trying to use it to get more money.
Yeah, blackmail.
Yeah, yeah. It was more a blackmail thing.
It's crazy.
You know, he's not exactly hunting for girls whose nudes you want.
There's that guy there.
He's just able to...
That guy can just talk into giving him money and nudes.
It's crazy.
I know it is. I know it's crazy.
Desperate people do desperate things,
I know.
Right? Yeah. Every one of us knows right now if a guy or a girl asks you for a grand online, you say no.
Right.
Yeah.
You just say no.
That's a weird thing. Like a couple days into you talking to somebody, you're like, it's going good. Oh, they want a grand.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man.
Wouldn't that be just a kick in the balls?
Well, yeah.
If a lady asked me out, a lady I thought that was into me just asked me for $1,000.
I'd be like, no.
Son of a bitch.
I'd be like, where do you want me to send it?
Right over.
Desperate times. Desperate times.
Desperate times, Charlie.
You know?
I hear you.
Corona
time. So don't fall for that.
Yeah.
Especially in these times.
No.
These are bad times to be falling for bad times. The old nude
We all need that $1,000.
Yeah, you do. No time to be spreading the wealth.
No orgies, no nudes, no sending cash. Strangers.
Until we get through this together. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
All right. A professor called out a student for giving her boyfriend a hand job during a lecture.
Whoa.
Jeez. Hey!
Whoa!
Hey! What? Stop that hand job!
Nothing's going on.
I can see it. Out.
Let her finish.
Okay, faster.
Thank you.
Hurry.
It's my favorite teacher.
Can you hurry up over there?
A student actually got the audio of this on tape.
Stop.
At Sydney's Macquarie University, and it's going viral now. It was a Laws 1000 lecturer called out a student during class. So let's see if we can listen to this here, Charlie.
I don't know where it's going to come up. Hopefully here.
I know that precedent is a very sexy topic, and I know that I love it when my audiences are excited and animated and engaged. Dear Lord. But there's a limit to that, and ironically, it's the law students and the student code of conduct that governs that. So that being said, dear Lord, if you'd like to have special love time with your partner,
yes.
if you'd like to spend time with your partner. There are some perfectly sanitized and malleable beanbags over at Muse, and I'm sure that there's an empty cinema around here still trying to make the movie Cats work. It's empty. Go for your life. But this is the second time I'm saying this in my career.
Wow.
No below the belt touching in my lecture theatre, please.
Did someone say, are you kidding me?
Well, because...
I'm not going to name and shame.
But it's the two in the back over there sitting next to each other.
She ain't doing nothing.
It's my baby.
All right. We're still on. Just to qualify.
Her mic sounds like
this is a mentoring year, so I will give some sort of mentorship here. Advice. The strategic placement of the hoodie on the lap only draws the eye more.
Jeez.
And,
my waist is cold.
And I just mind that. Okay. I'm going to put my hands away. I'm not going to mind that.
Cold waist.
It's cold. I said before that I was glad that they kept the university open today. I don't know.
something happened to my computer.
Oh, well, that's not
yeah, or that was the actual audio.
Oh, knows? Maybe.
One of the two, but that was a little taste of that.
She used a lot of big words.
She really dragged it out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think really they were a lot nicer, I thought, than...
Yeah.
Like, I was doing a lecture and people were jerking off...
how would your reaction be?
Hey! Stop in there! Oh, my God! Whoa. Stop jerking him off!
Whoa, she's not dude,
I'm
man.
Trying to teach you about radio and how to make a... impression with a pizza box.
Oh, there's nothing going on under that hoodie.
You just have a cold waist?
I have a very cold waist.
You promise?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, it'd be a different kind of reaction, though.
I just...
That's a bold thing.
Yeah.
That's a...
I was in a lot of, like, lecture halls with a lot of different people. I never saw any kind of... HJ stuff going on, really. So either people hit it a lot better or it was just harder to pull off where I went to school, but...
It doesn't happen often, I don't think.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, you hope.
Yeah.
I hope not. People are just...
This is the second time she's had to say something, too.
The second time? Yeah.
So everyone's just...
slow in it.
I mean, how horny are you in Australia?
That's great. Well, that's the thing, right? We're just all so hot.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do, man.
Like, is she hot, too? Do we know anything about this?
No, we don't know nothing about anyone.
It's funny. I've seen this before. I've seen somebody get jerked off.
Oh, wow.
And why in a public area?
Uh-huh.
Sweatpants is what they chose. Mm. No hoodie.
No hoodie. Oh,
goodness. It was I did crazy. See it on a plane.
Yeah?
You did see it on a plane?
And it's someone I knew.
Oh.
That's disturbing. Do you remember that story?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that story now. I blocked it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
I love your review of it. I don't prefer that.
No.
Because I'm like, that couldn't be what's happening. And then they confirmed it.
Yep. Yeah.
They told us after.
Oh. Yep. That like, they did it.
That's crazy.
They did it.
On a plane? Yeah.
On a plane. Under a blanket.
I feel like you're always...
Remember the good old days?
Yeah, remember when we flew?
Yeah, we used to be able to fly.
The only thing you were worried about? Now I'd be like, go ahead. I don't care about that. Just don't cough
on
me.
Mm-hmm. Do it all you want.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You guys probably saw this. This came up over the past few days, but a Portland strip club is introducing Boober Eats.
Boober Eats?
Food delivery service.
Yeah, is it like...
You know what? It's creativity. It's ingenuity.
Yeah.
Ingenuity.
Ingenuity.
It's Lucky Devil Lounge is a strip club in Portland, Oregon. They found a brilliant way to stay relevant during the city's quarantine period. They've launched Boober Eats. Customers can order food from Lucky Devil's full food menu and even alcoholic drinks. And the order is prepared. It's hand-delivered by two of the Lucky Devil dancers wearing pasties and booty shorts.
Hmm.
They will dance quickly from a safe distance and then be on their way.
Thank you.
They dance on your front lawn.
Or your hood or something.
Hey, the strippers are here. Bob!
Open the shades.
Get the plates ready, too.
Oh, boy.
Bringing food.
You guys, don't you think? Okay, so I haven't heard anything about strip clubs. Have you guys heard? Are they open?
I think they're closed.
I have no idea.
Bars.
I've heard a lot about them that they're closed.
Yeah, they're closed.
Yeah, there a lot of places had to shut them down. Strippers are trying to figure it out, just like anybody else. They're on the front lines.
Yeah,
I'm assuming with us pulling some mentions from different spots in the local area, they're probably closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
I didn't think they'd be open, but I thought maybe I haven't heard any. I heard, you can't go to a hairdresser or
get
your bush trimmed, but I didn't hear about hairdressers.
Or strippers.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't have the science of lap dancing the coronavirus yet.
No. No. But I do think you could see a strip joint trying to stay open no matter what's happening.
Right. That's what I think.
You know, like they'd fight it to the end.
Mm.
You know,
some of them are still open right now.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Like underground.
Somewhere.
Yeah, underground totally. Strip clubs.
Totally.
Anybody know of any underground
strip clubs? Any strip
clubs. So it's like the speakeasies of boobs?
Yeah, exactly. Speakeasy.
If this thing keeps going on, I'm going to need an underground hairstylist.
I was thinking of you, Lisa. I thought of you. Because
I saw.
Can I make an honest little declaration here? Amber cut my hair.
Really?
I can't tell.
Yeah, no, she did a pretty good job.
Yeah
but I mean,
normal.
My hair is the guy's hair. It's easier to cut than most people. But it was getting so long, and
right.
I couldn't go. By the time I realized I should get a haircut, it was too late. Everything was closing down. So she just trimmed it up a little.
It wouldn't look good if I did it.
Everybody's going to. No, I saw there was like a meme that was going around about like no matter how bored you are, don't try and cut your bangs by yourself.
I'm not.
You know what I mean?
I won't.
Like, don't do it.
I was going to get a haircut the week of.
Oh, I know.
So mine's going to get wild, dude.
I know. You're right. Yeah, there is really no. I wonder if some hairdresser will set up something where they're in full hazmat.
I don't know.
Well,
the problem
supposed
is
to be open, right?
They're not, I know that's the problem.
They've been ordered to shut down
Facebook
because they have direct. Like, there, you can't be 6 feet away. When
it's going to be
no,
like,
right.
It's going to be
saw
like
in
a drug
Asia,
deal.
Though, remember, they were using like sticks. They had
oh,
like
yeah.
they
that's
had their tools on sticks. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were like 6 feet away from people that way.
I wouldn't trust that. Mm-hmm. Least little scissors
oh, no,
on
no.
sticks around
no.
your hair.
No,
you know,
scissors on sticks. That's not the name of a company.
No,
join us at Scissors on Sticks.
No, but it is. It's going to be like a drug. Deal eventually.
It will.
Lisa trying to get
yeah.
her hair done.
Psst. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I thought about Lisa and my wife and other women, like, because they like getting their services done. So, what are they going to do if this goes on for weeks and weeks?
Well, I saw that Lisa had set up little things at home, like she had her little home nail salon.
Yeah,
it was just like a couple paper towels down. And three different nail polishes.
That's it.
That's all she has. That's her nail salon.
That's your nail salon?
That was Lisa's nail salon. What other thing did you have? There was something else.
My yoga and Pilates studio.
Oh, yeah. She has her own yoga studio. It's a mat.
Nice.
That's all you need.
Gym.
Some kind of round thing.
And a computer. That's all you need.
Gym's closing, too, so everyone's...
Oh, yeah.
We're all going to be... When this ends, it'll be... Like we're caveman.
And can I tell you, I'm not making good choices when it comes to eating.
Oh my God, I'm eating so much.
I'm not making good choices.
I'm eating so much
weight
chocolate.
Like an Olympic athlete's
yeah.
supposed to.
Yeah.
It's not
you're
good.
Eating pasta the way Michael Phelps would.
I'm eating pasta like Phelps. I am. I'm eating just pasta.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's happening? I got these clothes out of the dryer today. Last time I saw you guys, these fit well.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I've just been home eating too. And you just want to eat. I've been eating really good because I'm like, well, this is the only thing I got left.
Yeah.
You know, the only joy I have.
Yeah.
Drinking and
right.
eating. That's it.
Yep.
You almost are driven to eat more because you're so bored.
Like, you're like trying to tell people not to drink.
Huh?
That's the thing they're trying.
Yeah.
Is right. Yeah. They're starting to say that drinking will lower your immunity.
Or it'll kill everything.
No, that's the other.
That's true.
It depends how extreme you go. I don't think there's any science behind that.
If I'm going home and not seeing anyone, I'm going to drink it up.
I know, but I think it's because then the next day it's still lower and then you go out.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Dude, I was eating stuff like for a minute I was like, if this is really it, there's a bunch of stuff on my fat checklist I wanted to check off. Before, like, I wanted to get, I wanted to try cereal again.
Oh, you
I've
know,
been eating the worst stuff, dude.
I bought some actual milk so that I could have some cereal.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in a couple years. Explosive diarrhea. Explosive diarrhea.
No. Oh, but you've got that.
I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready to
you should get the lactose.
I drank a big glass of it. And then, don't do it. If you're not ready.
Explosive diarrhea.
It was, not good.
Iron guts or something.
But during,
I wasn't ready for it.
During this whole thing, I'm on board with Jason because the outside. I've been getting outside and like getting in touch with nature. I never thought I would do that. Yeah. I'm out in the wilderness.
That stuff looks cool from afar. I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet. It helps your mental state.
I like looking at other people outside.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Lisa's out.
Look, there's a stream. That's so nice.
I'm like, look at a lake.
A lake.
That's so nice. Back to video games.
Man.
No, you know what? Okay, because we flew during the worst of times, ticket prices were the cheapest I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
So we brought Jameson. I'm like, I'm not going without Jameson.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
We took Jameson, so I was out with him every single day.
You didn't leave him.
No, yeah. I it would have been horrible if we had left him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to be there. But he had the time of his life.
I bet.
he doesn't know what's going on. He just thinks the world is great. No one's leaving him.
The dogs don't have a clue.
But the dogs will have separation anxiety when this all ends, when people finally leave.
Oh,
the
I know. Oh, Molly was like, are you ever leaving? Are you ever leaving ever again? I'm like, no, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever leaving again.
Was Molly starting to give you a bit of attitude? Like, you know, I can use some personal space.
Yeah, I think she wanted to rest. But. Yeah.
We have Adam with us here on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, Adam. Good morning, man. How are you doing?
What's up, Dave and Chuck? The freak, penis, and balls.
Penis to you, man, sir. What's your comment on this?
Long time listener, first time caller. So basically three quick things. First of all, real quick, the people who do like security and stuff like that, obviously we don't get a day off. I've been working security for quite a long time now, and you know, that's one job that hasn't been mentioned, but because you know, basically if everything's shut down, then that would like inspire criminals and robbers to
go. I'd go rob everything.
That's one thing. Second thing, for like you were talking about how women don't have, you know, their nail shops and their waxes and all that fun stuff. Basically, the women who do have the who have a man around, the men can learn how to, you know, wax her beehole and wax her other areas.
Like as a public service.
Why not? You gotta learn.
You gotta take that time. Like James, I'm sure any kind of waxing, you would know how to do it.
Oh yeah, I can handle it on my own.
Yeah,
100%. But I'm gonna ruin my apocalypse pubes. So.
Apocalypse. Man, you gotta wax it up and make a design on your, you know, you can get fun with it.
Once the coronavirus is gone, my pubes will look amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Adam. Apocalypse.
Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate that. Back to the strip club thing for a second.
Yeah.
I guess there are a few you guys that are still open.
Come on.
It's against the law. They can't be open.
Well, it depends what state.
They're not telling everyone, Lee.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah, they're not telling everyone. There's one.
That's a problem.
It's like how speakeasies went in the...
Yeah.
In the day, man, with Prohibition.
There's a few in Vegas that are doing drive-through.
Oh.
So you pull up to the window.
How desperate am I?
So lame.
Dance.
What am I doing in my car?
Really
what am I doing? I'm jerking.
Oh, you're jerking it, Chuck. You know it.
You know it. That's really,
it's dirty.
Really, it's really bad. It's disturbing.
And some of the strip clubs, at first, it was just no lap dances, and now just a few of them finally closed. But at first, there was no, like, person-to-person contact, but now they've been forced to close, too.
Right.
Other strippers are out. Well, some did a car wash Saturday. They'd wash your car.
That's not bad.
They're all just looking for ways to earn money, too, right? Yeah. But I like the Boober Eats. I honestly think that, I mean, somewhat, you know, perverted.
Yes.
I ordered it to my house.
Well, no, I think you had to go to their place.
No, they come to you.
Stop.
Chuck,
it.
They come to you and they do a dance at
they
your
do a
front
dance
door.
Out the front
I thought
door
they just went
they
outside their own
they
place.
They hand you food. And they titty it up, and then they're on their way after you tip them.
That is a crazy thing to see your neighbor get one of those Boober Eats.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're right.
Yeah.
I would all day long, all I would do is order Boober Eats to Dave's place.
There's two sluts at the door. I don't know what they would be like.
Yep, my address is Dave's address.
Yeah, a couple of Coney dogs.
Yep.
I'd put them in the garage, close the door. I'd stand at one end. They stand at the other. Yep. When they're done their dance, open garage door. Away the whores go.
Yeah.
You take a tape measure out to 6 feet.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Dance for me now.
I'm sure there's extras. I'm sure there's Boober Eats extras, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Which is not good. That's not safe.
Yeah.
It's awkward when they come to the wrong door.
I get that they're trying to be, you know, creative in
you
this
have
time.
To.
They're trying to figure out a way just to earn some cash still. Because a lot of, even though, I mean, I'm not going to say you should order food from a strip club, but a lot of the restaurants are doing delivery and takeout, even though you can't go eat in. So,
yeah.
support them as much as you can.
Yeah, yeah. For right? sure.
Well, I think, Lisa, you made that point. You know, some big restaurant was asking for money. You know,
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay wanted to.
Really pissed me off.
Wanted money. Yeah. Like, he can't afford to give money. And Lisa made a good point. Like, no, if you've got a local restaurant that you really love, make sure you're supporting them.
Yeah, you want
to keep
them
around.
Stay in business.
It's going to be very, very tough for places to go through however long this is going to be and, you know, make things work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is for sure.
Well, hopefully it works out for Bobby Flay.
Oh, God. You know, he had to take that down. He took that whole thing down.
Oh, did he?
Because he got so much backlash for it.
I wonder.
He's worth like, I don't know, it's figures of 30 million. Some people say or 60 million, whatever it is. Doesn't matter.
I hope it works out for him.
A local high-end restaurant that did the same thing. I got an email from them saying, please support our workers. And they did this. They had to take it down, too. They got such negative feedback from it.
Yeah.
If you're a big high-end place right now, you can't ask the general public to support your workers. You got to step up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
You can't crowdfund.
No. Yeah, a lot of local restaurants are offering takeout.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's how you support.
That's
them.
How you do
you know,
it.
And I, listen, is it weird for me, though, because I started to kind of freak out
a about the whole takeout thing?
About the takeout thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I can't see what's happening behind the scenes. I don't. And like I said before, I can't guarantee that everyone working at a place is 100% like, oh, yeah, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking every precaution. I don't know if like you cook there and then you go out and then you're having, you know, neighborhood beers with everyone on the end of the driveway.
Right.
And so it's made me start busting into my own supply, which sucks because I really wanted to eat.
Yeah.
While we could still go get food, I don't want to like eat all my emergency pasta.
Yeah,
but I'm eating my emergency
dude,
pasta.
Dude, I'm getting so fat on pasta.
Mm.
I did. I got a burrito one day.
Yeah,
but that was
you risked it. You went out. You had to, right?
Well, it was because they had it only like a carryout situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Dave Hunter, Dave Hunter,
sorry,
Dave
sorry.
Hunter, don't
they're
do that.
In my head, I got it.
Man, they look great.
But yeah, so I got it. I got burritos, apocalypse burritos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was all right. It was funny, too, because the dude handed it to me through the door.
Yeah.
Times are different.
It's so different.
You know what happened to me is I was going every once in a while. I'd go to a drive-thru and get food because I'm assuming that everyone's taking precautions and everything's done and everything. And then I saw the spring break stuff.
Yeah.
And then the last drive-thru I went to was like a young kid. And I was like, no, mm-mm. I can't. I can't do this anymore.
Okay, on a lighter note, did you guys hear the audio of, I forget where this was, because I had it printed out, now I can't find it, but it was a town hall meeting at some little town, and they were talking about how they were going to deal with coronavirus, and one of the members of city council got up to go to the bathroom with his microphone on.
Yes.
I feel like we've heard something like this before.
Something like this did.
It wasn't coronavirus related. I think it's that old incident that somebody researched.
That's
what I thought, too. When I saw it, I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, man, someone's trying to spin the old thing as
the... Yeah, because I was going to post it over during the week, but then somebody else has said this wasn't coronavirus related, so I was like, oh, okay, I won't let that go.
It's the same thing what we watched before, which, you know, like...
Well, so let me just bring it up here so you guys can see to make sure, because this guy goes to the John, not realizing he's still mic'd up, and I've never heard one man with so much gas in my life. I didn't remember that part of it.
This
man has so much.
Mayor, I'll try and keep this brief. I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it.
Oh.
What we can do is call on governmental representatives.
Oh, man.
Had another little
She's laughing. She's trying to talk.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. How could you keep it together?
It's definitely new.
Oh,
because the other guy was loud pee.
Jesus, guy.
And ask for action at the federal level. I am... aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action.
Jesus, another one.
Then he starts to pee real loud.
Any KFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits.
Final one.
Jesus.
Oh my God. I've never
He's
heard.
Got problems. He's got issues.
This is exactly what I sound like. I've thought of recording mine. Oh, here he goes.
I got a presentation to do.
Oh, of course,
it's boundaries. Him. So a state-by-state approach.
Oh, they're so they didn't tell him? Sorry, but all you
Yeah, someone was telling him, I think at the end there,
yeah,
they were able to hear him.
Someone was finally like, hey, pal.
But don't, I mean, that's so much gas, you guys. Like, there's something wrong with it.
That was nine consecutive different farts as if it were like Morse code. Some were long, some were short.
Listen, I struggle with this because when I go into the bathroom... Lisa's right there, okay?
Right
like
there.
Lisa mm-hmm. is just whatever that wall is made out of, whether it's concrete, whether it's just a piece of wood, I don't know what it is, but I don't feel like it's thick enough. So I sometimes am extremely gassy. Like just gotta let a monster go.
Right.
But because I don't want Lisa to hear that or Jason, I'm like no, I don't do that, Dave. No, I just
eases it out.
Yeah. But it'll ease out, but it'll last for 50 seconds or so.
Call it riding the wind.
50 seconds.
Wow.
It'll last forever.
I don't hear
forever.
Anything, thankfully. I smell the air freshener like, after you leave, but I don't hear it.
You need it.
I never have heard anything come out of there.
No, I try to keep it in check,
but sometimes
I'm astonished by the length. I'm astonished. I was like, I should have rolled tape on that.
Yeah.
I should have rolled tape on that. No. I'd be famous right now.
Rolling tape is
I'd be
much.
Famous for a bad reason, but I'd be famous.
Yeah.
That fart was incredible. Like, I know I've had some world-class incredible stuff happen in there.
Yeah.
And it's just there's no documentation. This guy, at least he got documented.
Well, I don't know if you want that.
He had an audience, which is not what you want.
No.
He did. Everybody heard every one of those little farts.
Hmm.
I feel like we've been mic'd up before like that, and it's been on my mind like, ooh, I better not.
This is how I feel anytime I put on my little webcam. I feel this way.
Oh, sure.
Dude,
I'm always like, what am I going to do?
Because you're at home and
you're relaxed and forget, you know,
you're just playing some video games.
And listen, there's countless examples of people that have been on these things and their webcam's been on and they forget.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Or they don't hit the right button, it doesn't stop, or it's not stopped on purpose, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And mistakes happen.
Oh, for sure they do.
You know?
No doubt at all.
But I definitely don't want to like rip a huge fart while I'm
none of us want
on
you to
there.
Chuck.
I do it all the time.
I'm always farting on screen.
I farted in Chuck's chair on
that's
screen
true.
Before he was on vacation.
Yeah, that's right, true.
Yep. Yeah, and I brag.
Yeah.
I'm very ashamed of my farts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fart shame.
I'm very ashamed of them. I don't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be Indian. It's all natural.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't want people to hear them. I sneak around and I sneak my farts around.
I appreciate that. You're sneaky.
I mean, it's at home is when I do it. Little Bitty sees all of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, sure. We'll see our worst. All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, it's Bitches Trippin'. What strange things did a stripper get up to when she was busted for drunk driving? Let's get to that.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is trippin'.
An Illinois stripper arrested for drunk driving asked police to get her some fast food and then whipped out a titty.
Oh, wow.
As they were booking her. Shatara Mitchell.
All right.
The first part of her name is just
S-H-A-T.
It's a tough go.
Anyway, this 28-year-old is behind the wheel of a Pontiac G6 when police
very nice
pulled her over for running a stop sign Saturday about 1:45.
James used to have one.
She got out of the car wearing a halter top and cutoff shorts, said that she just finished a night at Lux Showgirls, a gentleman's club. Her car smelled of alcohol. She had droopy eyelids. Shatara seemed to be relaxed. Her radio was loud, and that's when she started dancing in her seat. She agreed to perform sobriety tests, but then video of that led to her arrest. Blood alcohol content, 0.204, more than twice the legal limit. She asked for food. Oh, wow. She also made quite a declaration about
What?
What she wouldn't let guys do in her backside.
Oh, my. She made a declaration.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Just out of the blue, you're on she the said, record, before, while you're on the record, I will not.
Yeah. Before declaring, I don't want nobody effing me in the... Mm.
Wow.
It's on record.
Wow.
It's on
record. Yeah, like
Tom was like, I gotta write that down. Yeah. Oh my god.
He does, is he has to.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing to know that you're on the record at that time and you can make some statements.
Yeah. Then she said, I'm not taking these out. And the cop said, what do you mean? Then she whipped out her boobs and said, these, my nipple rings. These aren't going anywhere.
Wow.
Oh.
They yelled at her to put her boobs back in her top.
Put your boobs back in there.
Yeah.
Advising her that she should not expose herself like that in the facility. Hmm. She was charged with drunk driving and disregarding a stop sign. This is her mugshot. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Man.
Go check it out there. And that's her socializing with some of her fellow ladies of the night.
Jeez.
Damn.
She's a very handsome stripper.
Yeah.
Very handsome.
Yeah.
She has a manly look to her, I think.
Yeah, like I would almost
looks
have
like
thought.
Arsenio Hall from Coming to America. When they're at the bar trying to find him a mate. That's what she looks like. But with Scary Spice's hair.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is, James.
Yeah. Shatara. Go check her out, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.